Mishpatim is a very rich parsha and very different mitzvahs, but I figure since this year is the Shema Shemitah, and Shemitah is mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, we should have a chumash here in Shemitah. It says, Shei shonin tizra tatzecha vasatzech tibuosa. Shavis tishmetena unitashka. Vachlu avionei amecha. Yisrael tochal chaya sasode. Kein tassel chaymechol uzeisech. So Rashi says, what does it mean, tishmetena unitashka? The double lashon. So Rashi says, tishmetena meyavoda. You shouldn't work the land. Unitashka meyachila achar zman habir. That after the zman habir, when there's no longer food of that species in the field, there's no longer oranges in the field, you can't eat oranges. So then, Natashka means you have to let go. So you have to let go, Tishmetena, if you let go, you don't work the land. Unatashka, if you don't eat the fruit, if the fruit is not of that species, is no longer found in the field. However, there also is another meaning. Natashta means you leave it alone. And that means, take a look in the Sefer Achinuch, in Mr. Peidalet, how he explains Hashviz Tishmetenu, Natashta. Lahakir Komasha Totsi Haoretz Tishana Hashviz. That you have to be maskir the fruits of the Shemitah year. She nikres v'zeh amaita zeh shen schaibubo shnas ha-shemitah. V'yizkir v'yir sefkol arot ha-mazachot. And anyone who wants to take it, can take it. V'ashvish t'shmutenu t'ashto v'ochlu el v'yonei amecha. That's the Pashup Shah, where you can't have any violence on the fruits. Because the fruit, whatever grows by itself in that year, whatever on the fruit trees of that year, is hefker. And now it fits in well. So ochlu av yonei amecha, because who now should take that fruit? The aniyim. The aniyim should go ahead and eat the fruit. Now, before we discuss the machshava of this, I think I've discussed this in the past, but the Milchatchina quotes a fundamental machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Maritz about this mitzvah. It says, "Ani mesupach im mitzvah chakafte de gavrahu, rachmana tivo lahafkir, peirosa b'shvish mchuyav lekayim lahafkir, mafkir hazeh is a hefkir." In other words, is it something automatic or not? But there are two ways you can understand the mitzvah of Hefker and Shvi. One way you can understand it is that as soon as Shemitah comes, Shemitah is like Shabbos. When Shabbos comes, it's here. Whether you accept Shabbos or you don't accept Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, Shabbos is here, you can't do malacha. You know, there's no concept, well, I didn't accept Shabbos yet. It's, you know, 12 or 11 o'clock in the evening. I didn't accept Shabbos yet. Something to do with accepting Shabbos. Shabbos is here when you want or not. If you want to accept Shabbos early, then there's a concept of accepting Shabbos or not accepting Shabbos. But when Shabbos is here, it's automatic. It's min hashamayim. So maybe, and the same thing by Shemitah. Shemitah is here whether you want it or not. Once the Shemitah year comes in, you can't work the land. The only question is the concept that the fruit is hefker on Shavuos, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, is that an apata de malka? Is that something that's automatic? Meaning, just like Shemitah comes and you can't work the land, so the Torah declares all the fruit as hefker, it's apkata de malka, or no? Shavuos, hefker and Shavuos is a mitzvah. I mean, the Torah says that when the Shemitah year comes, you have to be mafkir your peiros. And if you're not mafkir your peiros, you're not hefker. So you mevatel the mitzvah. Or is it automatic? The nafkamina is, what if somebody would not mafkir his peiros and then someone comes and takes them? And only takes them. So if you hold it's automatic, then even if you're not mafkir, it doesn't matter. It's hefker. The Torah declares hefker. But if you hold it, it's not automatic, then he has to be mafkir. If he's not mafkir, so he violated an avera, but the ani can't take it, because it wasn't hufker. And it's a gezel. Was the hefker automatic, or is the mitzvah shvish tishmatenu in the tashta, the Torah saying, we're twisting your arm, you better be mafkir your peir. And if you don't, they're not hefker. No one can take them. Or do we say no? Not that you better be mafkir your peiros. The Torah is mafkir your peiros. So he says, Shuv heir Hashem Yisbach Zayin HaMatzasi B'marit Herich V'cholak Al Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Dinyin Peiros Shviz B'karka Goyim Das HaBeis Yosef Deina Avtata D'malka Rav Mitzvah Allah. So if you have, say, a non-Jew has a field with fruit. So is that, in other words, we'll talk about that in this one. But that's the question. Is it automatic? Beis Yosef says it's not automatic. You have to be mafkir yourself. And if you're not mafkir, it's not hefker. And the Marit disagrees and says that's got to the mouth. Okay, we'll talk about that maybe later in the shiur. What's the idea? What's the mitzvah? Mishar she hamitzvah, says the Chinuch, l'kvoa b'libeinu u'l'tzayir tzir chazek machshavoseinu inyin chidush ha'olam k'sheshi yomi maso Hashem et ha'shamayim v'sa'aretz v'yom yishvi sh'lobor ha'dover ha'ksiv menucha l'atzmo u'man heisi l'akar l'ashar shmi yoroseinu dover ha'kadmos ha'sheyaminu ha'kofin b'torah u'bo yersu kol k'nusev yirus ha'mosa b'acho v'aleinu l'hotzi kol zmaneinu yom Shana Shana al Dover Zel, Limnos Sheshonim Lishbos Shvis. Chait Sivat, last two lines. Bafkir Komasha Tosi Arch, Sharazum Vada Shvita, Kidesha Yiskar Adam Ki Arch, the Mosiel of Paris, Mosiel of Shana Lobikoho Sulosa, Totsiosa. Kish Adon Allah Valadonak, Shukhovit, Umbitsada Allah Bafkir. But you think you're the owner. We think in Olam Hanze that we're the owner. This is my house. This is my field. Mine. That's what a human being thinks. So the Torah, every once in a while, has to give us a reminder. This is not yours. Haraya, Hashem, every once in a while, it's his. And he says, you know, I want you to be mafkir, then you have to be mafkir. Because every once in a while, we need that wake-up call. Because we think very often that Olam Hazeh is ours, you know, we're the Bailim, we're the Adonim, and that's what the Torah says every once in a while. We need that wake-up call to say, no, Hashem is the ruler. Now, it's interesting, there's a very interesting medrash. I was thinking about this medrash yesterday, which my wife was in room 7, when she was giving birth in room 7. So I'm thinking about this message. The message says, Kol Hashvi'in Chaviv. That the number 7 is always the Chaviv, most Chaviv number. If I'm not mistaken, the first Russia, that, you know, the Lubavitch Rebbe Zatzal became Rebbe. And he gave his first opening speech as Rebbe. He was the 7th Rebbe. And he quoted this Medrash. Kol Hashvi and Chavivim, that the number seven is very chavivim. And he gives you different mashalim for that. For example, in Shemayim, Shmei Shemayim, Rakiya Shchakim, the different Vul Ma'od Aravos, different stratas of Shemayim, and it says Solu Aroka for Aravos Bekoshimo, that the Aravos is the Iker Ma'od of the different stratas of Shemayim. Then you have page 5 in the generation. Adam Shays Enosh Kainam Halal Yerid Chanoch. Chanoch is the seven. And Vizhalach Chanoch and Elohim. Number seven. Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Levi Pas Amram Moshe. Number seven. Moshe Allah Elohim. And different examples. And then he says, Bashanim, Shvi is Chavim, Shanimah Vashvi Tishmetana Unipasha. And of course, 7-7 is Yovel, the seventh day of the week is Shabbos. So the Medrash has this notion of Kol Hashviim Chavivim. And this is quoted also in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. But in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, take a look on page. Page 8. He gives you also different examples of Shmi. Shiva Olam of Baruch Hu Kulam Lo Bachar Ela Olam Shvi. Shisha Lateis Lavo Vechad Shekulo Shabbos Umnuchu L'chai Olamim. Shiva Yamin Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kulam Lo Bachar Ela Yom Shvi. Meaning, as we'll see in one of the Sfarim shortly. In other words, the Sheshes Yomim Tase Malach Techa, but Shvi is the ultimate Menucha. It's the ultimate Shleim, is the Shvi. And that's why the Shvi and the Chavivim, because they represent the Shleimus. In fact, if you look in the Maral, on page 11, he says, "Omnam Ashmita, she lo aretz mashalonim to l'shum aretz. Shmita is only in Eretz Yisrael. Davar zemitzad ha'aretz atzma ki roi lo aretz hashmita. Zeki Eretz Yisrael shalom tachzor b'kol bahi eretz hashleima. Eretz Yisrael is the eretz hashleima, and therefore it can have a concept of shviz. The shviz is menucha, meaning, like, that's your destination. In other words, we're going, and then we finally reach the ultimate. Kol misha ein lo menucha lo higi al hashleimus. Kachu misnoneya. Whereas, if you're traveling, that means you didn't get to your destination yet. So you do melacha, that means you didn't get to your destination. Menucha means everything is done. So, of course, every week, we go through a microcosm of what, you know, we're doing, then we stop. Even we reach the shleimus. And that's what he writes in the paper, Misha Mira Hasidus, that that's the union of Shvi and Chavivim. That it's a certain shleimus. Certain shleimus and zman. Eretz Yisrael is the makom, the ultimate makom shleimus. That's what the Sfas Emes writes on page 14. Inyan Hashmitin v'yomlus received. So Inyan Hashmitin he gritsu hateva. The Kavanah Shem Yisparach. Gazki no ma'achim ba'adam in kol echad nishar ad beitus man shiyesh kikos and yisrael latzik v'ra teva. Those are Shabbos bitul ablocha. In the Shemitah yakol asher shvisa kol. So lo yos tvun tachas ahergel v'teva rak leida shekol olam azem tofel prozdo l'trakum. V'naichot shal yisrael v'eus ha-shvita v'masim shal ha-teva v'zai ikar chiyus ha-ish yisraeli. Whereas a person could think, you know, if he's constantly working, that there's no concept. In other words, the world is constantly going. And we don't believe that. We believe that this world is a mokom of hachana to get to a mokom of shleim, a mokom menucha. There's an ultimate destination. But if you're always working, that's showing you that there's no ultimate destination. You're just working and working and working, and there's no end. So we believe that there's a concept of work to get to an ultimate destination. And therefore, that's what Shemitah represents, the ultimate destination, meaning Olam Haba, meaning that there's more to life than this world. And the point of this world is traveling to get to that Shlema, which ultimately is Olam Haba. And Shemitah, Shabbos, all these times that are times of Shlemus, remind us, give us constant reminders that life is not just going, 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 going forever. We're focusing on a goal, on Olam Haba, on Nitzchius. And if we have that in mind, that Shemitah mentality, that there is going to be an ultimate Menucha, an ultimate Shlemus, so then we live our lives differently. Because if life is just, you know, work and have fun, etc., so then you live your life a certain way. If life is meaning that we do things in life that are nitzchi, like if you help somebody, or you daven well, or you help somebody cross the street, or you call up a friend, that's nitzchius. Yeah, you're doing something priceless. That you're doing something that you're going to take with you to the Olam HaElyon. But a lot of times we forget about this. We think that we're the Bialim, we're the ultimate, we're you know, everything, and we need these reminders. And it says in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, page 16. Mishvis, Matoshivis. That Golos is Bala Olam. We know the Torah says if you don't keep Shemitah, Golos is Bala Olam. So what's the reason? It says the Maram Shik. There is a kozo midah keneged midah. Shav shekvar kasafti v'mishna d'leel. Shemaase peir shvi is the sova shachai la olam. Hey, dover ba, dever ba. Koza al sifas peiris. To teach you that there's Hashem and He owns the land. It was very simple. If you keep Shemitah, you recognize that God is the one who runs the land. If you're willing to acknowledge that, fine. If not, Hashem will throw you out in the land and he'll show you who the real owner is. In other words, you can do it the easy way. Just keep Shemitah and I'll take care of you and believe that I'm the one who is owning the land and therefore I have a right to tell you that. If you don't want to believe me that I'm the owner, then okay, keep doing what you're doing and then I'll show you I'm the owner. You know, and I'll give you golos. And what's interesting is what the Ksav Sofer writes on page 18. He says that this mitzvah of Shemitah is the core of the Torah. Why is it the core of the Torah? Emunah of Abitach on his son Lutha B'chol Torah. Ve'elach adover hanira le'inayim mofes chotek ha'kozeh mishnas ha'shmita. Ve'shmita is the Yisod of Emunah, and it's the Yisod of the authenticity of the Torah, because the Torah is promising you, if it's not a, that, you know, if you keep Shemitah, Hashem will take care of you. Now, if it's not a divine book, it's not a divine thing, then you can't make such a promise. A man can't make such a promise that the Torah making such a promise that if you keep Shemitah, you'll be taken care of. Hashem is looking over you. So take a look at Rosai, the Parshas Behar. And this is the, I chose this pasuk as the title of the shiur. Ba'aretz lo simachar l'tzmisus, right, by Yovel, we know that the land goes back. You can't sell land forever. But if you're the real owner of the land, then I sell my land and it's sold forever. No, ba'aretz lo simachar l'tzmisus. Because you're really not the owner. Ki li ha'aretz. Ki gerim v'soshovim atem imodim. Now I want to focus on these words. He gave him the Soshovim Matem Imodi. So let me show you a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim. Page 20. Every pasuk in Tehillim is beautiful. Says David HaMelech, Yer Anochi Ba'aretz Al Taster Mimeni Mitzvasech. So what is the Pasha Trat? Let's look in the Mesudas David. Ani hazeh. Yoshev geruso saying, I'm only here in this world temporarily. I'm not here forever. So please God, since I'm not here forever, please reveal to me as much of your Torah and mitzvahs possible. Okay? That's how he learns the stuff. But the Degel Machane Ephraim says a beautiful idea. He says like this. Yesh lomar bezeh v'derech remez, lovin zeh, pima sheshamati v'yichochem echa, alposo gyer anochi v'aretz, altashtem mimeni mitzvosecha. Yaduah min eichas teva ha'olam, imishu ger, elo imila dabit. Was in Karev Atzmo. In other words, if you're a ger, meaning you're a visitor, and everyone else is you know, permanent residence there, you feel a little awkward because everyone is saying they're permanent residents and he's just a visitor. You can't relate. So you can't really open up because you feel awkward there. You feel out of place. You're the ger, you're the visitor, and everyone else is a tosham. They're permanent residents. But if you're in a place where they're permanent residents and you're a visitor, and then you meet another visitor, so then the two of you could hook up very well because you can both relate, because we're both visitors here. And we're both visiting. Neither of us are permanent people here. So then the two people who are gers, two people who are visitors, they could relate well. Oh, so he says like this. Yadua Kadosh Baruch Hu is a ger in this world. Right, because his main place is Lamala. So he says, David HaMelech says like this, in this world I'm only a ger. My main place is Shemayim. So David says to Hashem, I'm a ger in this world and you're a ger in this world. So, you know, we can speak. We're the same, you know, we both treat this world as not the ultimate place. I'm a ger, I'm here temporarily, and you, God, even though you're always here, but your main place is still in Shemayim. So therefore, we could have a rapport, we could relate. I'm a ger here, and you're a ger here. So that's what it means. He gave him a toshavim. If you believe in Yovel, you believe in Shemitah, that means you know that you're not the real owner here. That you're just a temporary visitor. So that's what it means. Keep the Shemitah, keep the Yovel, give back the land. He gave him a toshavim. Says the Degel Machne Ephraim. Geirim ba'olam hazeh, the Toshavim ba'olam haba. Hashem imodi. In other words, if our attitude is ger v'toshav, means I'm a ger in this world is my temporary. Toshav, where am I really? Olam haba. Then we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu very well, because he's also, his main place is in the Olam HaElyon. And that's what it means. So Shemitah Rabosai gives us the belief that, like the Sfasema says, and the Maral says, that this is not the permanent abode. And once you have that in mind, you live your life differently. Like, why do I have to live a life of, you know, gashmias? Of course, I'm not telling you we should live a life and sit in the streets and that. We need a certain level of gashmias. But some people's whole attitude is I have to have the most fanciest gashmias, the most fanciest thing. But if this world is gear, this world, what do you need that for? You need ba'olam haba, toshav, gerim ba'olam, ger v'toshav, gerim v'toshavim atem mimodi. We're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're ger ba'olam hazeh, and toshav l'olam haba. And that's what Shemitah teaches us. Shemitah teaches us that there is a makom of ultimate menucha. And that's what the Shemitah year is symbolizing, that makom, that olam haba. It's not just this world that we do as much as we can, get as much pleasure as we can, get as much doing as... And there's no end to it. There's no end. Goyim don't have a Shabbos, they don't have a Shemitah. But there's no end. We believe in Shabbos. We believe in Shemitah, because we believe, and these things are me'elo, Shabbos me'elo olam haba. Shemitah is me'elo olam haba, because we have to believe that there's a makom of avoda and there's a makom of menucha. And if we believe that, then our whole focus of what we value our Torah, we value our chesed, we value helping out ben adam l'chaveiro, because these things are nitzkis. Because we're only gerim b'olam hazeh. There's an olam haba. We're toshavim l'olam haba. And that's what the pasuk And that's why Shemitah is that ultimate mokum. And all those, as the Sefer Birach Yesidus points out, Kol HaShviim Chavivim, because the Shvi is that ultimate. Shvi is Shabbos. Shvi is Moshe Allah Elohim. Shvi is Chanoch Yada Elohim. All those ultimate things of ultimate Menucha. Kol HaShviim Chavivim, because they're the ultimate goal of everything we're doing. But if a person doesn't realize that, this thinks life is just living life. And there's no purpose to it. There's no chavivas to it. Then it's just eating and eating more and eating more and living through life. But we live life with a purpose that, as the Sfasenda says, Shemitah teaches us that the Olam Hazeh is just a prose door, just a hallway to get to the main room. And that's what the Degel Machane Ephraim says. That in this world I don't treat this as my kviyas. I only treat this as temporary. So if it's temporary, I don't need to have the most fancy house. And I don't need to have the most fancy car. I'm not saying you shouldn't. You have to live someplace. You have to live in a mokum that you could live. But you don't need the fanciest car. You don't need the fanciest house. You don't need the fanciest food. You need good things. I'm not saying you should live in the street. But if your whole attitude is ger anochi ba'aretz, then you're going to realize that olam hazeh is temporary, and then you have a whole different hashkafa of how you live your life. And that's what Shemitah is. Shavis Tishmatenu Natasha. Because Hashem is, this is his world, we're only Geirim. And even Hashem is a Geir because the ultimate Mokum is. And even, you know, say like the Beis Yosef, that you have to do it yourself, or you say that it happens automatically. Maybe within the Beis Yosef, you have to do a Maisa, because it's not enough that it happened automatically. You need to mock it. So you should really realize, you know, Beis Yosef says, not enough like the Ma'arit that it happens by itself. You've got to be mafkir the payers. Because you have to realize, if you're mafkir as the Kumbah say, then maybe that'll get the point across better. And that's what the Mitzvah Shemitah is about. Gerim, as this part of Gera Nochi Ba'aris, Al Taste Mimendi. And that's what the Degel Machane Ephraim says in the Pasuk of Ba'ar. Arts lo tzimochem tzmisus. Yivli ha'arts. Again, Hashem is my land. Ki gerim v'toshavim atem mimodi. We're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're gerim ba'olam hazeh, toshavim lo'olam haba. And you have to keep that in mind. If you keep that in mind, you'll have a much more meaningful, fulfilling life. And you realize that things that are here today, gone tomorrow, those aren't the things that are making us happy. Things that are making us happy are the things that we're going to take with us, la'olam haba. The things that we're earning in this world for the ultimate menucha. And that's what Shemitah says. There is going to be an ultimate menucha. This is not the whole story. This is not the whole mokum. But this is only temporary. I'm not saying the temporary life shouldn't be a good life, even in a gashmius way. But some people, that's their whole mahus, is the gashmius of Olam Hazeh. And if that's your whole mahus, you think you're tosher of Olam Hazeh, you'll never have ultimate simcha. And so you should remember the words of David HaMelech. Ger anochi b'mitzvos. David HaMelech says, "Ger anochi ba'aretz al pasteh mimeni mitzvosecha." Ki gerim v'toshavim atem mimodi. And then the Degel Machane Ephraim says, "Vayeshev Yaakov v'eretz megurei aviv." That Yaakov Avinu learns the hashkafa of Avram and Yitzchak, that this aretz is only megurei, it's only ger. It's only temporary. It's not the ultimate, as as Yitzchak says, Vayogar Yitzchak Begroar. Avram says, Ger V'toshav. And Yaakov Avinu carries on that Mesorah. If you have that in mind, and understand what Shemitah, Shabbos is, you understand what the Shvi, the Chaviven, that they're the ultimate Shleimah. And then we'll have Simchas Achayim, Ba'olam Hazeh, and Rizokeh Be'ezer Shem, Ba'olam Habla. Rabotai, those that want to dive in Mincha, does anyone want to have a minion here for Mincha? And